Genesis is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulies. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's July 3rd, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. This first segment was originally released December 4th, 2002. Here's a question, Nazarene. Some churches require that both men and women cover their heads while in a church. Some churches require women to cover their hair completely, while other churches don't require any headgear at all. Is this important? And why is there so much fuss over it? Where did those traditions come from?
These traditions really have no purpose today, Allura. They did in ancient times, but now they are merely a way of subjecting women and keeping them in their place so that the priests have domination over them. But in the early days, these regulations had a good reason. Most temples were open to the wind, to the elements, and to the birds. The birds would nest in the upper parts of the temple and would fly around and be doing things while the people were carrying on the services, and sometimes they would drop things on those below during the services. And it was very handy in those days, if the ladies wanted to keep their hair clean, to have their heads covered. And this was the reason that in olden times they were required to cover their heads while in church. And most men found it very convenient to have something on their head too, because they didn't want dirt in their hair either or anything else. So this was a very definite purpose in ancient times when it was hard to keep birds out of temples. Of course, nowadays, birds don't get in temples. They don't roost in the upper parts of temples. So this is no longer necessary. But this is where this tradition came from, believe it or not.
Yeah, Nazarene. No wonder the ladies covered their heads. I never thought of that, but certainly it makes sense. When you explain why they used to do things in the old days, it makes everything so much clearer.
The people in ancient days weren't stupid, Allura. They had good reasons for the things they did.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you like friendship poems that speak to both your heart and your soul, check out Pegasus Friendship Poems Collection, Inspirational Poetry from the Soul, at www.friendship-poems.us. There are some free samples and a book that you can purchase online. Great stuff. We're back. God, on the first, you say that you can be anything. What exactly do you mean by that, that you can be anything?
Allura, I am the living essence of the earth. I am in every living thing that is on the earth. So, when I want to, I can project my intelligence, my being, into any living thing on earth. That is how I am now working with Demetrius. And that is also why it is so difficult for us to work together, because Demetrius is not of this world. And it really bothers him when I am working through him. But that is why I can be anything, Allura. That is why I can be anywhere, because I am the very existence of Earth. I am the soul of Earth. I am the soul of every living thing that exists on Earth. So I can cast my essence into any living thing on Earth. A flea can hold my essence. Anything can hold my essence. And for a time, I can be in that place through that creature that I am casting my essence into. Some people might call this possession, but we call it casting into. Whatever you want to call it, I can be there. I can be present.
Wow, that's awesome, God. You never know what's going to be happening with you.
I don't know for sure, Allura, but maybe that's why I'm called God.
We'll be back again.